So, Paul, I thought we would talk a little bit about football. Now, both of our countries recently got left out in the cold for the future World Cup. So, England lost to Russia for the 2018 World Cup, and the U.S. lost out to Qatar for the 2022 World Cup. So, first, let's talk about England. How did you feel about the result?
I've become a little bit kind of apathetic towards my country in these kind of these international competitive arenas. The thing about the English is that they think that they're like up there with the best, but more often than not, we get reminded that we're quite mediocre. Maybe there was a time in the past where, you know, we were very dominant and kind of important as far as like dictating how things ran, but I think that period's ended. And we had like the face of Beckham, and we had, you know, the Prime Minister Cameron was there, and we had Prince William and some other, you know, high-ranking faces, if you like. But from what I've read, you know, the campaign, the head of the FA, the Football Association, was, you know, completely, it's just another one of a long line of like people who are inadequate, you know, running the Football Association. There was the British, the BBC, who released a program about corruption within FIFA like weeks before the poll, the vote. So, you know, it didn't really come as a surprise to me as much as it did some of my other fellow country people.
So a lot of people back in England thought that for sure you'd get it.
It seemed that way, yeah. A lot of the, you know, I guess speaking to some of my friends back at home, they were like, "Yeah, we're you know, we're quids in. We're, you know, the World Cup's coming to England." And I think the campaign was kind of based on like the football history of England and the passion that we have for the game and the current, you know, the high level of facilities that having, you know, we could provide. But yeah, I guess there was a bit of a shock. Like there was a shock with the England team's performance at the last World Cup. But, you know, I mean, if you watch the game versus Germany, it was just, you know, it was embarrassing. We were outclassed. And, you know, not many other countries have much sympathy for England in this situation.
Well, one thing though about your country when it comes to football, though, is you really do have a lot of pressure, I would say, from the media. I mean, there's a lot of maybe unrealistic expectations put on the team's performance, and maybe that kind of leads to its downfall.
Yeah, the media circus, yeah, it's, you know, it's very intense. And there's this kind of very this pattern that keeps repeating itself, whereby people are, you know, heralded as being the savior and you know, the best in the world, and then they make a mistake, and then they're completely kind of destroyed. It happened to David Beckham earlier in his career, where he was heralded as being, you know, the future of England. And he made a kind of a small mistake and got sent off in a big game, and the media response to that was just it was embarrassing. You know, they really kind of like you know, really tore him to pieces. So we do have this problem with the media circus within England, which kind of could be said to be responsible for kind of generating this kind of, you know, this false sense of confidence. So yeah, I agree with you on that point.